It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah.
Hello, I'm Janet.
Hello, I'm Steve.
Why you gotta sound all gay?
I don't know. Is that a bad thing?
No.
No, no.
Anything wrong with that.
No, no.
We're back 2 weeks in a row. That's like
amazing.
Freaking amazing.
Isn't it? No, what I was going to say to you is you were talking about doing intros. Mm-hmm. So that's what you said. I'm Janet, and I'm Steve. And if people have listened to us, they know that you're Janet and I'm Steve. But we get new people probably all the time.
And they'll be like, who are these people?
Who are these people, and why do we care?
Right.
And so you should go, well, here's who Steve is.
Steve is a comic, and he's my boyfriend.
A comic? Like, you mean like in a Sunday Funnies comic?
He's a comedian
that
stands up on a stage on a regular basis.
Okay.
And I don't know how to intro you.
And travels around the world doing comic things.
Okay, now introduce me.
This is Janet. Janet is my girlfriend. She's really pretty, and she burps a lot.
See, your intro is so much cooler than mine. He travels around the world making people laugh.
Janet gets in her Kia Sportage every morning and goes to work. Sits in a cubicle and texts me, hey, I thought of something new positive. I'm right on the wall outside. Your life is a journey. Make sure it's meaningful.
Why you gotta make fun of me?
I'm not. Is that close?
I make the best out of my lemons.
You do.
I don't get to travel the world and hang out with celebrities and country music stars.
People ask me that all the time. Does your girlfriend ever get to go anywhere with you?
And no, I go, well, I have bills to pay, y'all.
Yeah, and I always go, well, she could. It's not like I say, no, you stay home. But I always go, hey, I'm going to have to go to Rome to go work. Do you want to go? And you go, God, you know I can't. Why do you have to torture me like that?
I don't ever do that.
And then you go, oh, was that sexy?
I know, right? Dang it, you're painting me like Al Bundy. Just walk around with my hands down my pants.
Hey, how you doing? Want to have sex?
Wow.
So anyway, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm really struggling with this whole technology not working thing.
What's not working?
Well, I recorded another podcast earlier and...
Oh yes, your Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine podcast with your special guest.
T-Squared.
T-Squared. Not Travis Tritt.
No. Why would you think it was Travis Tritt?
Because that's usually TT. T-Squared.
Or Thompson Squared.
Oh. Are they still around?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They're getting ready to be at the Grizzly Rose on August 1st.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
So you're over there tapping on your, I'll edit that. You're over there tapping on your
my iPad. Sorry.
Are you still trying to make your other one work?
No, I'm trying to find an article about my new favorite song.
What new favorite song is that?
It's called Girl in a Country Song.
Oh, God. Okay.
I thought you would like this song.
I thought I would, too, until I heard it. And then it sounds like all the other ones, so it kind of doesn't make a difference. I thought it was going to be like, it was going to go back to like, hey, we need this kind of music.
It's crazy how things progress in life.
Yeah, isn't it?
Speaking of, there's some brands that they're guessing are going to be gone by 2015. That's only next year, and you're not going to believe some of these brands.
They're big ones, right?
Huge.
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 Huge. Hey, do you want to read them to me?
So it comes from every year 24/7 Wall Street identifies 10 American brands that they predict will disappear before the end of the year.
Uh-huh.
So that's where this comes from. So number one is...
Number uno.
Lululemon.
That's the ladies' activewear.
It's a women's athletic apparel company that's way overpriced. And on March 18th, 2013, they recalled a large portion of its yoga pants because they were too sheer. Right up your alley.
What's wrong with that? Why would you recall something that is finally made it where it's supposed to be?
There you go. The stock's down 50% from its peak set at the start of June 2013, and the numbers just keep falling.
Also, that guy, whoever runs that, he said something politically incorrect a while back. Then I don't remember what it was, but it caused a big stir. And I think that might have something to do with it,
too. Well, the fallout... It says it cost CEO Christine Day her job.
Oh, maybe it was a girl.
Founder and chairman Chip Wilson announced that he would step down in December of last year.
That's what I'm thinking of.
And he has since returned as the leader of a buyout to take the company private.
Yeah. Well,
I think you're thinking of American Apparel.
No, it was that one.
Oh, okay.
Lululemon. Who else is going away?
I'm scared. I don't want to talk about this next one. DirecTV.
Oh, no. So, isn't that sort of who you work for?
Kind of. I work for MazTech Advanced Technologies. Now, the cool thing about my company is we are a home service provider for DirecTV and AT&T. So AT&T is planning on buying DirecTV. And it's supposed to go through, which I didn't know if it would actually get approved.
But it looks like it's already approved, right?
It hasn't officially been approved. But it's a $49 billion deal. It has to clear the federal regulation. It hasn't done that yet. But some members of Congress have sharply questioned AT&T's management about the consumer benefits. While the two companies argued their marriage will lower consumer costs, some consumer groups believe that it won't. So AT&T has reason to fight for the deal to make sure it closes because they want to turn it into their U-verse.
Yeah. That's a whole, their whole home internet thing or whatever it is that they do.
So the good thing is that I work for both companies. And that's how I sell it to potential candidates that we want to hire. Because everyone's asking.
Hey, are y'all hiring? I heard they're going out of business. Are you still hiring?
Well, no. What's up with the, like, what happens if AT&T buys DirecTV? Well, we're in a good spot because we work with both companies.
Ah.
Yeah.
What else is going away?
Hillshire Brands. Hillshire Brands, which
the
markets.
The wiener people?
Yep. Or that. Hot dogs and Jimmy Dean sausages.
Yeah.
I love Jimmy Dean.
Me too.
They are the top-selling products in their categories, but has been on the radar for several food packagers. The company reached an agreement to buy Pinnacle Foods in May, but the agreement sparked interest in Hillshire and triggered a bidding war. So it looks like it's going to be bought out by like Tyson or one of the other bigger names. Or Pinnacle, or and that's, I guess they eat them up and it becomes part of them. And
I don't know
Hillshire
how,
goes away, right?
Yeah,
is that
I don't
what
know.
Saying?
I don't know if that's how
it's like Pac-Man game in real life.
But I don't know if that's how they do it, or if they just kind of buy the product and then say now it's under the umbrella of this company.
Yeah, I guess so. We'll have to wait and see. So watch Hillshire.
Next,
Zynga.
Zynga is the company that makes all the games for. Like AOL and Facebook, right? Like Farmville.
Yes.
And I would assume they're doing great.
Well, they lost $61 million in the first quarter of the year.
Oh, that's not good. That's probably because people are tired of being invited to play Farmville.
Oh, goodness.
That's how I know if I will need to delete somebody or unfriend them.
All you got to do is block the game invites for that whole, like anytime anyone wants to do Farmville with you, it'll block them. You won't see the invite. You block it by game.
Well, people have been blocking these people income, apparently.
I guess so. The next one is Alaska Air, and that's because they're going to be bought by another airline.
Alaska is one of the best airlines around.
Why is that?
They still treat you like a good customer. They have great customer service.
Well, that's going out the door.
I know. Because I just flew them to go...
To Alaska.
To Alaska. And I was like, dang, these people still do it right. Mm-hmm. So apparently when you do it right, you go out of business.
Right. The next one is Russell Stover. It's on the auction block. The third largest candy maker in America, which I'm surprised it's not like one or two. One.
Who's number one? Hershey's?
Probably. It doesn't say here. But it's on the auction block. It may sell for as much as $1 billion.
Dang.
Though once publicly traded, the company known for its boxes of assorted chocolates is now privately held. And one of the rumored buyers is Hershey's, which is probably number one.
Probably.
I'm pulling that out of thin air, but I bet it's number one.
Don't you love the Russell Stover's boxes, though?
They're so pretty.
But the only thing, I never knew what chocolate is what.
No, you have to look at the diagram.
Well, yeah, but the diagram sometimes was on a sheet of paper, and if you lost that sheet of paper, it was like the chart.
I never let it sit around that long.
You never did?
It was gone before the sheet of paper disappeared.
You're a candy person. You're quite the candy.
I have a sweet tooth the size of Texas.
You bought a buttload of...
Peanut brittle.
Peanut brittle.
Not pecan.
It's not pecan?
Peanut brittle.
Oh, it's just peanut brittle.
Yeah.
Why would I say pecan? That's stupid.
I don't know.
I was thinking it was pecan. Why am I thinking?
Because it's made like my grandma made it. It's thick.
Really thick.
I love it. The next company that might be going away is Shutterfly.
Another one of your favorite companies that you constantly get free stuff from.
I only have to pay shipping. It's awesome.
Maybe that's why they're going out of business.
It is dominating the online photo printing industry. The emergence of free sharing and online storage sites such as Instagram, Facebook, and Dropbox have compromise the company's future ability to attract customers. Many of these services are optimized or native to mobile, where Shutterfly does fail short. Like, they're getting better. Uh-huh. I can create projects on my mobile device, but not always. So I have to get the computer out.
What do you like about them? What is it that draws you over the other companies?
Every Saturday, I have an email that says you have a free gift, and all I have to do is pay shipping. Like, few weeks ago, I got a magnet, and I put all my meet and greet pictures of me and Miranda in it, and yeah, all I did was pay.
And it's on our refrigerator.
$5. Coming in the mail now, I have a mouse pad that is typically $20. I paid $6 for shipping.
Do people still use mouse pads?
You know what? It was free.
Okay. That's right there.
I put 13 different pictures of me and country artists in it. It's free. But Shutterfly also has good deals. I've made, you know, gifts for you mm-hmm. and your parents on it.
Do you like that they do those hard books, those mm-hmm. hardbound books that you like?
Yes. The next one is Time Warner Cable. It accepted an offer from Comcast for $45.2 billion at the beginning of the year. The acquisition would create the largest cable company in the U.S. with a combined total of 30 million subscribers. The deal is valuable because there is very little market overlap. Many, however, oppose it, including wireless carriers, online video providers like Netflix, and consumer advocacy groups that believe the combination will create a monopoly. The single biggest hurdle to the deal is federal government approval. The Justice Department and Federal Trade Commission will lead the government's assessment of the deal. Some members of Congress have also expressed doubts about whether the transaction would be fair to the consumers, similar to the AT&T buyout of T-Mobile that I think fell through.
I'm surprised.
I heard this was already like squashed.
Well, maybe so. I'm surprised, though, that cable is still around as much as it is, especially the way satellite and digital and wireless and, mm-hmm. you know, everything. Even the stuff you get from the cable companies now is a wireless box. Like, all
Everyone
the stuff
is...
they're advertising is, don't look at the wires.
Everyone is complaining about Comcast on Facebook, though, constantly. Don't you see that?
Uh-uh.
Like, thanks, Comcast, blah, blah, blah. The next one is BlackBerry. Shocker. Wasn't that on the list last
year?
Yeah,
I thought they'd be gone totally by now.
It says it's about to run out of its nine lives. As recently as 2008, BlackBerry, then operating as Research in Motion, had 19.5% of the global smartphone market. I had one about 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
However, following Apple's introduction of the iPhone in 2007 and Google's release of the Android mobile operating system in 2008, the figure fell very quickly, very fast.
They didn't try to keep up with everybody because everybody sort of went a certain way with the touch screens and the apps and stuff. And BlackBerry just tried to stay with the little, hey, we have a keyboard at the bottom.
Right. And their revenue has dropped to $966 million from the $3.1 billion it was at last year.
Yeah, and they released a couple new phones, I think either last year or the year before.
Yeah, the Z10 and the Q10.
Yeah,
I didn't
hear anything about it. DOA, dead on arrival.
And the next company that's probably going to be out of here is Aeropostale. Because they compete with Abercrombie & Fitch and American Eagle, Aeropostale makes the market's inexpensive casual clothes for teenagers, which it sells through company stores.
Teenagers? And then you made a face.
I like their jeans. The entire category is in trouble because teens are choosing inexpensive fashion-forward retailers like Forever 21 and H&M.
Yeah. I love H&M.
I do, too.
I don't know how they can do such cool stuff.
I got three tunics for $12.
I know. And I got tennis shoes from there for like $10.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they do it, but I love it. It's probably because they're disposable. I think that's kind of what they...
Yeah, their clothes aren't going to last long.
They're not going to last, and they're very stylish at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's a lot of their stuff. It's not like you buy these eternal clothes, the little black dress that'll last forever. You buy this funky print that'll be out of style next season, or you buy the...
But I'll still wear it.
Sweatshirt that's got a print on it that nobody's going to like next week.
Right. So that's the list.
That's the entire list?
That was 10.
Oh, wow, that was quick.
Yeah, I avoided a fight by that list.
You what?
Nothing.
You did what?
So we talked about BlackBerries and smartphones.
Uh-huh.
We're iPhone people.
Right.
I've tried the S4. I have it for work. I wanted to love it, but I'm ready for the next iPhone.
I'm ready for the next big iPhone. I want it to become up in size. I want it to be the size of a Galaxy.
But you know, those smartphones are making us dumb.
That's what they say. More and more people are becoming more and more dependent on their phone.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't get anywhere without my map app.
You couldn't.
I really couldn't.
I love the way you said that. Oh, yeah. I couldn't get anywhere without my map app.
I know. I should be like a product spokesman
model
for Google Maps. Here are how smartphones. They're making us dumber because people forget how to talk so often when you're in social or events. Look around and people are buried in their phones. They're not communicating with each other. They're not making eye contact.
Well,
kids are screwed. They don't
they
even
have
know
no
how
idea
to
how to talk to each other.
They affect our sleep, and this might have happened to me this weekend. It makes us less
This is why I saw this article. This
before
I'm
going
to interrupt you, because this is why I saw this and sent this to you to begin with, because I think this one right here might be you.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and read it.
So, smartphones affect our sleep. This makes us less sharp during the day. So many of the people out there talk about how they keep their phones by their bed and on during the night, and because they think a text might come in. Going to bed under such conditions won't allow you to fully relax and get into a deep sleep. Shut the phone off completely and deal with any texts or messages in the morning.
That's you.
Because I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm like, what's on my phone?
Because I'm awake watching TV since you go to bed earlier. I see you like raise up, look at your phone, and immediately go back to sleep. It's like it's some kind of internal inherent DNA must check phone.
And I got nothing important
life. But you'll check your phone and your work phone. And then if it's your work phone, then you get more like, oh,
but
even
I
worse.
Stopped. The work phone is not in the bedroom anymore.
Oh,
it's
good.
In the bathroom. And I guess starting tomorrow, I did it last night, but after 8:30, I have made it a rule I'm not going to look at my personal phone. But I have to have it there because it's my alarm clock.
Yeah. But if you set your alarm clock and you put it in another room and you heard it go off, you'd actually have to get up, go to another room. Isn't that crazy? That's why a lot of people put the alarm across the room, so they actually have to get up.
But my problem is I don't want it to wake you up.
Oh, it wakes me up anyway. That's why. How many times have I told you your alarm went off? I heard your alarm. I heard the third one and the fourth one. I heard the I need to get up.
I could just not have an alarm.
I need to snooze.
Sleep in, get fired, and you could pay everyone's bills.
No. Well, no, that wouldn't be good at all.
No. People can't focus. A smartphone offers a multitude of apps, services, and features. Do you find yourself like you're looking at Facebook and you're like, I wonder what's going on Twitter? Like, it's just like you're constantly tapping, go to the next app. What's going on there? Oh, I got a notification on text messages. What's going on there?
Oh, you're going back and forth and back
yes.
and forth.
You can't
yes.
focus on anything.
No, I find that I waste a lot of time and hours doing that.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you're about to be done, you'll get a notice that something on mm-hmm. Facebook has been replied to it. Now I got to go reply to, oh, look, somebody replied to my Twitter. And now I got to.
Most of your life is on your
phone.
And
I wonder if I should check this, my email, before I go. Oh, there is an email. I'm going to reply to that. Oh, I just got a Facebook. It's a vicious, vicious mm-hmm. circle. So sometimes I think you should just
check your phone between 2 and 4 p.m.
Yeah, like have certain times. Like I get up, you should get up in the morning and maybe do it. But then again, that's a time waster for me. I know you have to get up and go to work, but since mm-hmm. I just wake up, I start looking at it, I start reading, I get links. Next thing you know, hour and a half is shot by.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. And then, of course, people die at the hands of texting.
Yeah, that's another reason smartphones are making you dead and dumb.
People can't read a map, Janet. People's identities are defined by their smartphone. Not just are they a status symbol, but without them, people feel lost, empty, and naked.
I feel like that all the time.
It's because you walk around naked.
That's true. Get away from the window! Get away from the window!
People's ability to complete basic tasks is diminished. Autocorrect and tip calculators pretty much eliminate the need to know basic math.
I do love
I'm constantly going to my calculator.
I love my tip calculator.
And then you have selfies. A culture of self-absorption and self-aggrandizing. I don't even know what that word is.
Grandizing?
Let me Google on my smartphone.
Oh, no, no. It means that they're so in love with themselves, basically.
Right. And I heard somewhere that kids who have self-esteem issues are encouraged to take more selfies.
Why? To make themselves...
Love
I just think
themselves
if you have,
more.
I think there's so much of this self-esteem issue now.
Oh, I had self-esteem issues growing up, but guess what? I got over it.
Yeah. And you eventually grow out of it, or it turns you into who you are. I think there's so much put on self-esteem. And I actually read a thing years ago that prison is full of people with high self-esteem. Have you ever heard that?
Mm-mm.
Because they think they're good. They think they're better. They think they deserve.
Where's that come from?
It's the whole self-esteem, you know.
Does their self-esteem?
It's part of an entitlement thing.
But they're in prison. How do they have it?
Because they think that they deserve it, so they just take it. It's not feeling like they have to work for it. It's not something you need to work. I deserve this because I am so good. I did this. Why don't I have it already? There's a whole lot of that mentality in the college kids these mm-hmm. days. They say when you get out of college, that's why you won't start at the bottom.
Assume they're going to make $60,000 a year. Yeah.
And then you're not. And then you turn to something else to make money and boom, you're in prison.
I talk to those kids a lot in my job.
Do you?
I'm like, you just got out of school. I want to pay you $15. And they're like, no, I want $60,000 a year. Nope, that's not how it works.
That's how it works. Nuh-uh. But see, I think that all goes back from the very beginning of now. We've had all the parents for years doing the, you get a ribbon just for showing up. Mm-hmm. You get a participation ribbon. Here's a trophy for best strikeout. You know what I mean? It's whatever.
Wow.
They're just constant. It's kind of like somebody said the other day, they went to their kid's third grade graduation.
Mm-hmm.
What, didn't you just pass? Remember for years you just that passed
was on the movie.
To the next grade?
Wasn't that on the movie we watched?
Which one was that?
Sex Tape.
Oh, that was another one. Yeah.
It was on that movie.
Yeah. But I've heard other people talk about that. Because Lauren Lee, who does our t-shirts, mm-hmm. his kid just graduated, I think, from preschool.
I graduated from preschool.
You just go to the next grade. So I was teasing him. I go, so you graduated? What are you going to do? You gotta take a little time off? You got to go to Europe for a little bit before you decide what to do next? Isn't that what you're supposed to do after graduation? Take time off?
No,
backpack around?
To college.
You have to go immediately, right?
Yeah.
If you don't go immediately,
then you're going to end up being a McDonald's worker. No offense to McDonald's workers. I love McDonald's. Foot and mouth. Yeah.
Ooh. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I think it's so funny that we constantly have to say that about
it's
everything
because of
now.
Friends.
Everything now.
It was that Friends episode. It stuck with me.
Did they do that in there? I don't remember that because mm-hmm. I wasn't a Friends
Not that there's
person.
Anything wrong with that. Yeah. You should Google.
Well, I'll Google the not that there's anything wrong with that episode.
Friends. You know what I was talking to someone about today? Pollyanna. Did you watch that movie?
No.
What?
No.
It was from like the 60s.
Must have been a chick movie.
60s Disney movie.
I know what the concept of Pollyanna is.
The Glad Song.
I don't know that.
I think it's Why I Am Who I Am.
What's the Glad Song? Can you sing it for me?
No. It's about being appreciative of what you have.
Because I'm happy.
Not the happy song.
Because I'm glad. Glad of what I got.
So go on YouTube and Google the Glad Song from Pollyanna. And it's a pleasant song.
And it puts you down the trail of
happy.
Happy and positive and life is like a butterfly. Treat it gently, and it'll land back on you nicely.
You make fun of me.
No, I don't.
You do.
I'm just teasing you for your positive thoughts, babe.
Yeah.
You know I've done that for years.
I know.
I've done that forever.
4 years.
4 years. Stay positive. You're not positive about this anymore, are you?
About what?
I don't know. See? Anything. I'm just trying to tease you about your positiveness, and it makes you unpositive.
And then I think I have moments where I want to vent to you, and you're kind of like, you throw the positivity back in my face, and I want to shove it back down your throat. So I have my moments. I'm not always positive.
You're not?
No.
Oh. I just thought you were like Pollyanna positive.
No.
Glad
all the
time. I don't
even know what that means, because you haven't seen the movie. Whatever. Speaking of movies, we went and saw one last week.
Sex Tape.
Mm-hmm. Cameron Diaz.
Who you love.
And what's the dude's name?
The other guy. Oh, man, why can't I remember? Seagal is that other guy, the karate dude.
Oh.
Steven Seagal.
My bad.
Jason Seagal, who actually wrote and starred in my favorite movie, Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh.
And that's why I had high hopes for this movie. I was really thinking.
And I love Cameron Diaz. She's a funny lady.
It just, I don't know. It really didn't work for me.
There wasn't anything, like when you think of a sex tape movie about a married couple, there wasn't anything that shocked me.
No.
It was just a funny, I laughed out loud a lot. I wanted to work out with Cameron Diaz because she has a banging body.
Banging.
But it wasn't 2.5 pillowcases out of 5.
I'd have to go with two, if that. I think you said, like you said, there was a couple laugh out loud moments, but I thought it was a disjointed movie as far as a thread of a movie. It's kind of like there were just these scenes pieced together of like, now let's get it back, now let's don't, let's discuss getting it back, now let's go, oh, I thought we had it back, now we got to go to the computer terminal and smash that. And
right. What was that actor's name that played the porn guy?
Jack Black.
I like him.
He was good. He was actually very good. He's in that.
Very good.
The one thing that I thought was kind of weak was, because I'd seen the commercials, and they don't show in the commercials what actually happened. It shows upload. If you see the commercials, it says upload, like they've uploaded it to the cloud.
Right.
Which they never uploaded. In the movie, he actually just syncs his computers.
His computer syncs automatically.
Right.
He has no power.
Right. But it doesn't show like it does in the commercial, where it just shows the word, like, upload. So I wonder what scenes they've done or taken out, or if they've changed it from screeners.
You know, I bet there's hundreds.
Probably.
Hundreds of scenes in every movie you don't see.
That they do ad libs and let's try this. And especially with actors like that. I think when they're that good, that they just kind of go, okay, we know the script, we kind of know what we want it to do, let's ad-lib a scene. You're yawning. Are you okay?
I'm good.
You're coughing. Are you all right?
Wow. Yes, I'm fine.
You're not getting sick over me, are you?
No, what's new with you?
Nothing, just work. It's all work. It's all I ever do. I just work. I
feel like you're making fun of me again. Wow.
How am I making fun of you?
This is the one weekend coming up that you're home all month.
That's it? Uh-huh. See, I'm not lying. That's all I do. I work. That's all I do is just work. And
are you unhappy?
No.
Are you at 10%?
Huh?
Are you at 10%?
I am at 10%.
And explain what that means.
I tweeted something. You like, what does that mean? I just mean it's sort of a joke that I was laying there in bed last night feeling tired, but I couldn't fall asleep. But
you know what my girlfriend brain read?
What?
That you're unhappy with your life, and I'm part of it, so you're unhappy with me.
That's what you got out of my... Are you ever at 10% and feel like you can't find a place to plug in and recharge? That's what you got out of my tweet of...
Yeah.
You ever feel like 10%?
I'm like, I know I work... I've been working a lot lately, but, you know, I don't have other outlets to channel my energy, so I think that's why I jump into work full throttle, but...
But
and
what?
Now I have gotten myself into a bit of a rut where they expect that.
They expect you to just work all
and
the
work
time.
And work is
And you wake
busy.
Up in the middle of the night, check your phone, can't fall back to sleep. Hence the subject we were talking about.
Circle. Full circle.
The circle of life. Thank you, Pumbaa. What is it? Not Pumbaa. Who's the Lion King? I don't know. I don't know my Disney references.
We're going to have to do that this weekend. We'll watch Disney movies all weekend. The Lion King, The Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, God. Speaking of
Frozen, you haven't seen it.
I don't want to see Frozen. Because I'm happy.
No, it's Let It Go.
Oh, Let It Go, Let It Snow. No, I don't care anything about that. I've told you before, I've never been a big animated movie guy. There's just something about animated movies I feel like, you know, I could be watching another actors. I could be watching actors in their craft of acting. I don't know why that is.
You are such a Grinch.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What were you going to say?
About what?
I don't know. Before the movie, you had to explain why you don't believe in Santa Claus.
I do believe in Santa Claus and Easter Bunny.
But not Pumbaa.
Pumbaa. That's what... Pumbaa was the...
Timon and Pumbaa.
Was the hog, right? In Lion King. That's where I was... And then we found a story. That's what I was going to tell you. That we found a story about a pig that attacked kids. That's what I was...
What's up with that?
I don't know. That's why I thought it was odd that I sent it to you. And when that pig name in Lion King popped in, I thought, boom, there's the perfect time to switch to the...
It happened in Maine. Police in the Maine town of Oakland...
Okay, in Maine. In Maine. Do you think of pigs in Maine ever? Do you think of, like...
I don't think of Maine ever.
No, if this story said a lobster came out of the water and attacked two kids going down the street, you'd be like, okay, right. That could happen in Maine. But I was like, if pigs attack somebody, it'd be like, and that ought to be like in Alabama or Georgia.
But listen to this opening sentence.
Okay.
Ready? You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Police in the main town of Oakland are looking for a pig that threatened two children walking through the woods.
Huh. I thought Rosie O'Donnell had gone back to The View. Ta-da!
A pig threatened them.
Okay.
So what they're saying is that the children were walking along a trail in the wooded area between the local middle school and the high school, and a pig confronted them, screaming at the kids and chasing them.
You kids get out of my yard! I'm getting ready for The View!
The kids were so frightened that they flagged down a police officer. Police did not disclose the children's ages. They got animal control involved. They responded to the scene. And although they found tracks that confirmed that the pig was real, they did not find the animal.
So there's a wild pig running around in Maine.
So there's wanted posters and with a pig's face.
It's screaming. I don't think of pigs as screaming.
Know.
What was the quote again? Screaming and...
Screaming at the kids and chasing them.
Screaming and chasing. That sounds very humanistic. Squealing and chasing.
Running at them.
Running at them.
What is the pig going to do if it caught him?
Right.
It's not a boar.
I think this is either poorly written or somebody doesn't understand.
This is the worst news article I've ever seen.
Chasing and screaming at them.
Right.
All right. Well, kids... Be careful. Watch out. There's a pig out there.
And if you're in Pennsylvania, watch out because there's flying corpses out of vehicles.
What? I don't know about this one.
On Friday of last week, there was a van that carries dead bodies going down a very busy highway.
That's like called a hearse.
No, it was not referred to as a hearse. It was a van.
Okay.
And a very busy highway, like four lanes on each side, and the hatchback popped open, and a dead body on a gurney fell into the road. A guy saw it. Like, no one hit it, thankfully.
Uh-huh.
But imagine if you're driving down the road and...
A body popped out.
Didn't that
happen in that movie we watched? Remember the... Or you might have fallen asleep. God's Pocket?
I fell asleep.
Yeah. I think that did. That happened in the movie.
But this actually happened Friday. A guy, like, stopped, took a picture, and I guess the picture has been circulated on, and then he helped the guy get the body back in, and the van has been retired.
Because the latch is broke.
Mm-hmm. And the body was that of a female that had overdosed on drugs.
Yeah.
And that's the information I have. But imagine driving down the road and
a body pops out.
Well,
I got a question for you. This made me think of it when you said this. Of the guy who took a picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be what everybody does now with everything. They just take a picture of stuff or they film it instead of actually getting involved or stopping something. Like, I was just reading earlier today about a guy who was taking pictures of an officer that was punching a homeless lady in California.
Okay.
It doesn't say why. The article doesn't say why, and that's another thing that bothers me, is they always go, you know, this one clip of going on, but we don't know why or what happened or that kind of stuff.
Right.
But still, people just seem to want to photograph it instead of getting involved.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, hey. Or, do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I got you.
I think people don't, they just sit back and they'd rather watch somebody get in a fight and get beat than actually go, hey,
but
you two
would
should
you
break
wanna
it
get
up.
Involved? I don't see you being that guy. No, because things have happened at like clubs or, you know, we're out and about and you're like, ooh, what's the policeman doing? They're gathering. What's going on?
Well, yeah, I'm always interested when the police gather. Whenever there's a gathering of police, you know something's about to go bad.
Or security's dragging a guy out by his hair. You're like, oh, look at that. What if that security officer was in the wrong and was beating up that person?
Well, it's, I guess, you know.
You're just like the rest of them.
Well, what about this? what about this?
What?
I was reading underneath this posting, and everybody was talking about, well, that's just the cops. I hate every one of them. There's not a good one out there.
That's not true.
That's not true. But don't you hate seeing stuff like
generalizations
that?
Generalizations?
Because I think America is turning into that, of just, you see such comments like that over and over, and I think the gullible just go, yeah, that's right. They're all bad.
They don't want to think from themselves, so they just take on someone else's opinion.
Yeah. Do you think that happens a lot?
I think so. Did you watch The Runaway Bride?
Years ago.
Yeah, remember her, Julia Roberts' character, like, didn't want to think for herself, so each man she was with, she took on their favorite type of egg, their favorite hobbies.
No, I don't remember that. Like, she morphed into them?
Right.
Kind of.
And so Richard Gere's character interviewed all of her ex-fiancés, was like, how'd she like her eggs? And everyone was, Over easy, just like me. Sunny side up, just like me. And he's like, I think people just, they don't want to be judged, or they're too lazy to make up their own mind.
I can see that. And I'm glad that...
Did I help you?
You did.
Yeah,
you
I don't did. Think I did.
No, you did. You helped me a lot. Because I was just trying to... I saw that earlier, and I was thinking about that, about how people just make those...
I think it's been happening for a long time.
But Facebook has just brought it more and more to the front, that you just see those posts.
You know what? I had an epiphany the other day. I was talking to a friend of mine, and she said... I was talking to her about, like, Hollywood news. I was like, are you into the Hollywood news? Like, I remember... like, loving Entertainment Tonight, checking ET online every day to find out what was going on in Hollywood. And she's like, no, I don't really follow that stuff. You know, with my Facebook feed, that's like I'm constantly seeing other people's lives play out on that. I don't need to look at Hollywood. Do you think that's affecting the entertainment news business?
It could. Because I think reality TV has made everybody, you know, aware of reality, and that anybody can be a reality star if you follow their life. That's all
there
is.
But on Facebook, like, you don't even have to turn on the TV. You just watch your Facebook feed, scroll. Yeah. And it's like watching a reality television show.
Yeah, that's true. Especially if you start following somebody's statuses and posts, like, hey, this is about to go down, you know, such and such. My boyfriend just stole my car. Then you got to see what the next one, you know what I mean? Then you got to see what the next one is.
Remember that that naked picture that some lady posted?
Oh, yeah. That spellbound you forever.
For like an hour. I'm like, when's she going to know?
We had an acquaintance accidentally.
Someone took her phone and posted
something out of their phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she didn't know it, but everybody's posted, hey, I think you might want to take this down. I don't think you meant to put this up. I don't think you.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. I would delete my Facebook account. Not that I don't have pictures like that on my phone. You could take my phone. You could post any picture I have.
And it wouldn't have that. No. It wouldn't have that pose in
I
it,
have
huh?
clothes on.
Yeah.
I, is that bumming? Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to work on my.
Did you want to have sex?
You're an ass.
I know. Well, we're at our time.
Okie dokie.
Did you have fun?
I did.
I did too. Thanks for doing this with me.
Yeah.
I know you get annoyed with me sometimes when we sit down here. Because sometimes we're... I know you feel like if I say something, then you don't want to have a fight or a discussion that you try to avoid.
I do.
Because I see your face go like, oh, I don't want to talk about this. Or, you know...
The world is becoming so horrible because of this. And you have that kind of like... Have you noticed that the world is ending because of this?
But that's what we do. That's what, as a comic, that's what I was trying to explain to you before.
You
observe and you look for things to talk about. And I think sometimes your positive side does not want to go, like, don't bring up anything bad. Why does it have to be bad? Can't we talk about the good? Can't we talk about the new flavor of cupcakes?
Garth Brooks is coming back.
Yay! Speaking of too many cupcakes...
Ooh,
oh,
wow.
Garth Brooks.
Wow.
Okay, say bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. See you next week, hopefully.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.